The word today is Jesus. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. There are many names in Scripture for Jesus, the second person in the Holy Trinity, true God. Today we will look at the meaning of several of these names, like Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, and Lion of Judah. Here from our archives, with an explanation of these titles, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Jesus.
We worship the true God. There is only one God, and He has revealed Himself in His Word. In the Old Testament days, He revealed Himself through the prophets. They would bring some discussion that God wanted dealt with among the people of Israel. Or in the writing of the Old Testament and New Testament, God has revealed Himself, but the most magnificent way in which God revealed Himself was when He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Lord and Savior. He sent Jesus to this planet Earth in order to suffer and die in our place, to pay the penalty for our sin. And through His suffering, death, and resurrection, we now have a relationship again with God that has been restored through Jesus by His forgiving our sins. And we are now at peace with God, the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, these three persons in the one true Godhead have different names, and the names for Jesus are really a wonderful thing to study. And I'd like to lead us today to review a couple of those names. Let me start with several from the Old Testament. In the sixth verse of the ninth chapter of Isaiah, is Isaiah 9, verse 6. Jesus is referred to as the Wonderful Counselor. You know, that's a beautiful thought. A counselor is somebody who can give you some thoughts and ideas to help straighten you out. We get mixed up pretty easily, even within our own families. We have those problems where communication can break down. Maybe we don't understand what the person is saying exactly, and we misjudge it or misunderstand it. On the other hand, it could be that we very clearly understand and maybe take offense and don't like what's being said. It doesn't take much to start a quarrel or to have tempers flare or to be yelling. It can certainly happen when we try to discipline our children. There's all kinds of communication problems. And in this day and age, when communication is so extremely important, we have to watch ourselves and we have to realize there are going to be times when we're going to need some counseling. Another Christian or another prayer session with Jesus is going to have to get us straightened out and bring us back into a peaceful relationship. I'm almost into another name there for Jesus, because we'll come to that in a second. But let me finish up this thought, that He is our Wonderful Counselor. So when things go wrong and we are building little barriers and little walls in our relationship, instead of having a loving and a forgiving attitude and a patience and desire to work things out and communicate well, we need to turn to Jesus and say, Jesus, counsel me. Give me some wisdom. Give me some advice. Give me some way of learning how I can improve this situation, how I can remove the sinfulness of it and replace it with Your love and Your understanding. Counsel me, Lord, and give me advice. That's a wonderful, wonderful name that Isaiah uses for Jesus there in the ninth chapter, in the sixth verse. While we're in Isaiah, let's take another look at another verse. In fact, it's the same verse. Isaiah says He is also the Prince of Peace. Now, that should be just a warm thought in our hearts and minds today, because we know what kind of trouble there can be, what kind of irritation. We know on a large scale, we have wars and rumors of wars, and we have all kinds of debates in our particular country here in the United States, we're in a year this year which is going to have elections. We're electing a new president or re-electing the present president. We don't know what it's going to be yet. And so there will be a lot of debate, a lot of argument, a lot of name-calling. There'll be a lot of irritation. And I would think that this whole year is going to be kind of one of turmoil. You know, it's going to be a little bit difficult here in America to keep things on an even keel. Now, maybe in other parts of the world, and we are heard in 52 languages. Praise Almighty God for that, will you? We are in our 34th year of broadcasting the Word today. God has blessed us so enormously. We keep expanding. This year, 2012, we have added 8 new languages across the world. That brings to 52 languages that we are broadcasting in. Just think of that. All the way across the world. Now, maybe in your part of the world, things are at peace, or maybe you're at war. It's hard to tell. Anywhere in the world there could be trouble, and I'd like to stress this name for Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. Whether it's just you yourself, or maybe your country or your family, wherever there is disruption of peace, turn to Jesus Christ once again. Confess your sins to Him. Ask Him for forgiveness. Ask Him to restore peace in your heart. First of all, peace with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the one true God. Peace with Him, that He may walk with you, live with you, be with you, stay with you, guard and protect you, all those things that we cherish, and give you peace in your heart. You know, if you follow Christ, you're going to have peace in your heart. Let's take another look. And this one comes from the last book of the Bible where John had his revelation. In the revelation that John records for us in the last book of the Bible, in the 5th chapter, verse 5, there is a beautiful name for Jesus. And I want you to dwell on that a little bit with me right now. He calls Jesus the Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah. I have a beautiful illustration that happened to me in my life. This is many years ago, several decades ago. One time when I was in St. Louis. St. Louis has a beautiful zoo. And I was walking around the zoo and I came to the lion cage. And it's huge. The St. Louis Zoo has a huge lion cage. And usually a number of lions in it. Now, when Jesus is referred to as the Lion of Judah, He is the King Lion. He is the one that is in charge. And I have to tell you a beautiful little illustration that I saw that day as I was walking around the zoo in St. Louis. I was right by the lion cage, and there were several little cub lions, I guess that's what you call them, running around there. They had water in there and some pools, and they had some different trapeze things and different toys for the little lions and so on, and they had food scattered about, and of course then there were some middle-sized lions, but the big king lion was way at the back of this cage. This was kind of an outdoor type cage where you could stand and watch them, and this big lion was up on a ledge about halfway up the back wall. There was a rock ledge sticking out, and here's where this huge lion was lying. And he didn't move. For 10, 15, 20 minutes, he didn't move at all. And you would, of course, think that maybe he was sleeping. But that wasn't the case, because I looked at his eyes, and the eyes were open and moving. They were taking in the entire cage. He would look to the left, he would look to the right, he would look straight ahead. Now, if it weren't for that, you wouldn't have known whether the lion was sleeping or not, or maybe even dead. But he was very much alive, and I thought of this name of Jesus, the Lion of Judah. Because you know what happens? the minute that large king lion, whatever you want to call him, the one that's in charge, the minute he decides to move, everything else stops. Anything that's in his path gets out of the way, and I mean they quickly get out of his way. And that was the case while I was watching here. I must have been watching for a good half hour, and then all of a sudden, the lion's right foot, so to speak, began to move, and then his left foot, and he began to lift himself. You know, everything else in the cage got out of the road because the lion in charge was ready to move. And when he moves, you get out of his way. I love that as a name for Jesus, the Lion of Judah. You know, sometimes in our lives, they get pretty complicated and messed up. And as a result, we might think that Jesus doesn't even see or know what's happening. This can happen internationally, too. Just think of that. God is in charge of all things, the entire world. He hasn't lost control. Sometimes it seems that way. We may think he's sleeping, but he's not. God does not sleep. God keeps watch, and his eyes are moving, and he beholds us, and he sees us. Next week, I'm going to give you a name for God that reveals that to us, and it's an important name, one that I hope you'll look forward to hearing next week. But right now, let me finish this thought. When Jesus decides to come, and he will come again, he promised, and he will fulfill that promise. He will come again. That will be Judgment Day. That will be the day in which he comes and reveals himself again, and he will take those that believe in him to have eternal life forever with him in heaven. And those that have disbelieved in him, don't want his forgiveness, and have denied him, they will spend eternity in hell with Satan. And it will be forever there also, a forever dying and never dying. And for those in heaven, it will be glorious. Total joy, no tears, no sorrow of any type, just perfect joy. So when you think of lions, think of that as a name for Jesus, that he is watching, he is seeing, he will decide to move when he chooses to, and that will be a great and glorious day when he comes for his children.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.